called Philophobia. So for this one, I'm going to take you back to 1998 and Arab Strap's second album, Philophobia. Now, the band is made up of Aidan Moffat and Malcolm Middleton, and they formed in Scotland in the mid-90s, broke up in 2006, and they've reformed in 2016. Yeah, definitely. No, I think it was just they kind of done all they could with Arab Strap and they broke up, and now they're sort of just playing festivals, really. Yeah. So basically, they're a band I've been sort of wanting to explore for ages, and I started exploring them last week with their second album, Philophobia. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to borrow from one of our other segments, Word of the Week, and unpack the band name and the album title for you. Now, the band name Arab Strap, an Arab strap is a device that's used to help a man maintain an erection during sex. Yeah, very rock and roll band name. And they're usually made of leather and metal, and the name is most likely derived from restraining devices used for mating Arabian horses. Yeah. Yeah, the band name kind of fits with, like, the theme of their songs.
Yeah.
Because most of their songs are sort of about, like,
horses.
Lust and, like, love gone wrong, sort of, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'd kind of put them in indie folk, a little bit of slowcore, kind of like alternative pop. They're really, the lead singer, he basically has a spoken word kind of delivery. So he doesn't really sing, and he speaks in, like, a very, like, obvious Scottish accent, so you can really, like, get a sense of the place. Yeah. It's the name of the album, and that is a fear of falling in love or emotional attachment. Yeah, and the development of the fear is usually related to a traumatic experience involving love and relationships.
Okay, so this album is streaming on Spotify.
It's streaming on Spotify,
yeah.
I'm super into it. I'm really, really into it. And I guess what makes it unique is that, like, the songs are sung, as I was saying, in the native Scots tongue, which gives it a real sense of place. Like, I felt like I was travelling in Scotland. Never been there, but felt like I had journeyed there.
I do love Scottish.
Yeah, definitely.
Some whiskey too, it's delicious.
Oh yeah, Scotch whiskey, awesome.
Now, Sam, what are you bringing to the table this week?
I'm bringing something, it's also kind of musical, but it's actually a TV series on SBS On Demand. You can also find it on YouTube. It is called Earthworks.
Alright.
It's only 3 episodes, only a couple of hours, and the point of the show is to cross music with the natural environment. So each episode, it centers on really, really different musicians. You have Animal Collective, who is experimental psychedelic stuff. Miguel, who's an R&B singer-songwriter.
Oh, awesome.
And local natives who are an indie rock band. And they go to these fantastic places in North and South America to record music out in the field. Whether it's just them playing guitar or they're recording the sound of, like, whole tribes performing before them. It's incredible. It's fascinating, yeah. And just to give you an idea where they're going, like, two members from Animal Collective, they go to the Amazon.
Yeah.
And it shows just, it's such a beautiful show. I lost count of how many overhead shots that they filmed from helicopters. Yeah, it's
amazing.
Aesthetically pleasing, and it's musically pleasing as well, because, you know, the soundtrack from each episode is from the musos themselves, so even if you don't want to, like, save the planet and look at all the beautiful stuff, there's still, like, a smorgasbord of great music to chill out to.
Do they film the band playing?
Yeah, they do, like, towards the end of the episode, they do this awesome live performance.
Yeah.
Like, Miguel, he's playing acoustic guitar with his dad and his
father. Oh, wow.
Because they go to Mexico, and it's where his father was born. So, and that really, it brings in, like, the environmental and social issues of the show. Because, you get to know how passionate he is about, like, the social disparity of Mexico or the industry that's, like, driving out people from their homes.
This is cool.
Yeah.
These are really cool options this week. So we had Arab Strap with their album, Philophobia.
Yes.
That's on Spotify.
That's on Spotify.
And then Sam, you brought to the table Earthworks.
That's awesome. Give it a download.
Get along to it, guys. We'll put some links on the podcast at the end of the show, tocr.com. Search us. We are Weekend Breakfast, guys. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No dramas. Thanks, Jess.
That was Chris and Sam, two of our wonderful producers with Swimming Upstream. If you have anything you think we should be watching, hit us us up. We are 2SER on Facebook, Twitter, and